And then this happened today on ESPN New York, where with Michael Kay, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, was asked a question about Las Vegas and baseball. And I got to be honest, this sounds like an answer as to somebody who has thought about this topic and wouldn't really balk at Vegas getting a Major League Baseball franchise.
I think the whole you can't go to Vegas because there are casinos there. I mean, we passed that by a long time ago, right? There's casinos all over the place.
Right.
I see Las Vegas as a viable alternative. I would not disqualify it just because of the gambling issue.
Okay. There's the third party getting up behind the NFL saying, okay, there's going to be three. I think that's the capacity for this market. Three. I don't think four makes sense. Three does. So is it going to be the NBA or is it going to be Major League Baseball? It should be the NBA. And that's why I think Rob Manfred just said that. Because if they're going to find somebody who is willing to finance it would have to be privately owned and privately built, just like T-Mobile, but maybe you would have to build a dome stadium because the Las Vegas 51s, they are the AAA affiliate of the New York Mets. They currently play here in Las Vegas, and they have the worst attendance in the Pacific Coast League. Now, before you say, well, Matt, it's because people don't like baseball. No, not true. People love baseball here. It's actually the perfect baseball market because I have talked to numerous people who are snowbirds who have come here from the East Coast who are huge Philly, New York, Boston fans. They love baseball. What they don't love is 105-degree temperatures at night. At night. That's what it was last night. Tonight, it'll be 103 at night. You want to go to a baseball game at 7 o'clock when the sun is still up and it's 110? Because that's what the 51s play in front of. They play in front of nobody because it's so hot. Now, they have to get out there and play, unfortunately, but it's so hot. So you'd have to build a dome stadium or at least a stadium with a retractable roof. And that's going to be big-time dollars. Big-time, big-time dollars. But you could build a 35,000-seat facility. You could build a very nice ballpark in Las Vegas. There is plenty of space to do it. There is plenty of room, and there is plenty of money to build maybe even like a gigantic stadium attached to a casino, a hotel. I mean, you could do it really, really, you know, in a cool way if you put a Major League Baseball dome stadium here. It could happen. I don't think it will, but it could happen. It makes a lot more sense for the NBA to come here because T-Mobile's already here. And you have a multi-use facility, and you could have both a hockey team and an NBA team calling home at T-Mobile. But I find it very interesting that we are now seeing, after years and years of no way, no how, it's not happening. Vegas, gambling, nope. The NHL says, okay, we're in. The NFL is saying, whoa, wait, okay, yeah, we're in. And now you've got Major League Baseball saying, oh, my gosh, okay. Yeah, okay, we're cool with it. Yep, Adam Silver was the first one. Let's give credit where credit's due. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was the first one to bring it up. I just think Seattle is kind of in front of the Las Vegas market for getting an NBA team.